Let's pray. Lord, please speak to us now through these words. Amen. Children, that was absolutely wonderful. I loved it. Now, I don't know what all your names are, okay, but I have been doing some research into what are the top names. I don't know about you, but isn't it fascinating to find out what is your name and does it have a meaning? And names change over the years, and so I'm going to read out the top names for this year, 2017. And children, if any of you have these names, or if any adults have these names, I'd like you to stand up and wave your arms, and afterwards we'll go and say hi to you, and we'll know what your names are. So these were the top boys' names in 2017. Mohammed, Oliver, Harry, Jack, George, Noah, Leo, Jacob, Oscar, Charlie, Jackson, William, Joshua, Ethan, James, Freddie, Alfie, Logan, Lucas, and Finley. Is there anybody here with those names? Yes! What's he called? Freddie. Oh, fantastic. Welcome, welcome. That's wonderful. Right, girls, are you listening? Top girls' names? Olivia, Sophia, Amelia, Lily, Emily, Ava, Isla, Isabella, Mia, Isabel, Ella, Popper, Freya, Grace, Sophie, Evie, Charlotte, Aria, Evelyn, Phoebe, Chloe, and Daisy. Welcome. And behind me, Sophie. Good to see you. Hello. And you're Sophie. And you're Phoebe, aren't you? Any others? Isn't that fantastic? Oh, you are in the top 20 of all the names for 2017. So obviously, when I saw this list, my name is Janet. And so I thought, well, I'll just check just how popular is Janet in 2017. You would not believe how popular it is. I come out at 1,827. However, I do know what my name means. Janet means God is gracious. Now, I know there are some people here who are parents, and some of you have struggled to think, what name do I call my child? And some of you have probably spent hours thinking, what name shall I call my child? Now, my surname is Lee, and so very helpfully, 31 years ago when I was pregnant, some of the pupils I taught suggested I called my child Ugg. When I was pregnant 26 years ago with our third, that turned out to be a third boy, Rob and I spent ages arguing over names. I quite fancied Benjamin Lee, and Rob wanted Christopher, but I drew the line at having a horror film star for our son. Do you like your name, the name you've been given, and do you know what your name means? So I just want us to think a little bit about this baby we celebrate at Christmas. What name do we give him? What name do we call that baby? And did Mary and Joseph spend ages and ages trying to choose what names? Strangely, I was able to find on the internet the top 10 names in the first century. And for boys, and somebody has gone through all the Bible, all the writings of Josephus, who was a historian, the Dead Sea Scrolls, the ossuaries, and they went through all the boys' names. And the top boys' names in the year zero were Simon or Simeon, Joseph, Lazarus, Judas, John, Jesus, number six, or Yeshua, Ananias, Jonathan, and Matthew. So that name, we call him Jesus, or Yeshua in the Hebrew. What does it mean? It means he saves, he delivers, he is the Saviour. And for the women amongst us, the top names in the year zero were Mary, Salome, Shalom, Zion, Martha, Joanna, Sapphira, Berenice, Emma, and Mara. So there you are. So a baby was born, and that's what we celebrate at Christmas, a baby born in a stable, very much out of the limelight, maybe in a stable behind an inn in a very obscure town. And what name did they call him? They called him Jesus. Jesus. He saves. He delivers. It's actually a name people still use today, and it comes in at number 403. So there you are. The name Joshua is related to that. So why did they call him Jesus? Well, the simple answer is an angel told them to do so. So the angel Gabriel visits Mary and says, "You will conceive, you'll give birth to a son, and you must call him Jesus." And then in one of our readings, we're told an angel came to Joseph, and the angel said to Joseph, "You are to give him the name Jesus." Well, doesn't that save arguments between parents when an angel comes and tells you what name to call them? But Jesus didn't just have one name. In the Old Testament, the prophet Isaiah gives him other names, and this was in our very first reading. "The virgin will be with child, will give birth to a son, and will call him Emmanuel, Emmanuel. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." And Emmanuel, number 211 at the moment, means God is with us. Isn't that a wonderful name? God is with us. God is with us. God is for us. God is still here today, unseen but alive today. God is with us, working to save us, to deliver us. But remember, Isaiah also called him Wonderful Counselor, wonderful, great, somebody who advises the king, who's very wise. Mighty God, that means he is divine, almighty. Everlasting Father, the Father of all eternity. And Prince of Peace. What a wonderful name, someone who will bring peace. And all those different names are referring to the promised Messiah, the Anointed One. And yet, just a little, small, newborn baby in a manger. And then in our final reading, he's called yet more names. The angels told the shepherds, "Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord." And that little tiny newborn baby is called a Savior, somebody who saves. He's called Christ the Lord, the Anointed One. So what a lot of names to call a little baby. So to finish, let's just reflect on what name do you call that little baby? If you call him Jesus, what do you mean by that? People use Jesus as a swear word. People sometimes use Jesus to talk about just a good teacher or a moral person. Sometimes we use the name Jesus as somebody that other people believe in. Or sometimes when things are really difficult and we're in trouble, we cry out, "Oh Jesus, help me." But sometimes when we call on the name Jesus, we mean to say, "Jesus, you are my Savior, my Lord, my God, my helper, my deliverer. Emmanuel, God is with us." So this Christmas, I just want us to finish by reflecting on what name would you give that newborn baby? And what do you mean by that name? We're going to finish by singing our last hymn now, "Hark the Herald Angels Sing." Actually, this was my mother's favourite hymn. And in the middle verse, we sing, "Jesus, our Emmanuel, hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king." So when we sing this hymn, think about those words in that middle verse. What do we call that baby? Do we call him Jesus? He saves. Our Emmanuel, God is with us. Names have meanings. So children, I want you to go and ask your parents after the service. Go and say to them, "What does my name mean?" Names have got meanings. So what name do you choose to call that little baby we celebrate at Christmas? Do you call him Jesus, Saviour, God is with us? We're going to finish now by singing that wonderful hymn, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Afterwards, do stay behind for lunch. We've also got tea and coffee as well. And we've got a little booklet called Why Christmas? What's so important about Christmas? Telling you about Jesus. So again, do take a copy of this book. I'll be at the back with them at the end. Thank you. Are the choir going to come back and join us for this or not? The children's choir? Okay. Let's stand together then and let's sing. Hark the Herald Angels Sing.